Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Can I ask you a question?
Who wants to put on a show?
Oh my God!
Let's do it.
If we do this, how do we know it's going to end any differently than it did before?
Well, we don't know that, do we?
But what we do know is this.
This show is gleeful and bright.
Entertaining.
It is unpleasant, to say the least.
Boy, I tell you, no better way to start your day. So let's turn it up.
Okay.
It's showtime.
Let's do it again. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1,951.
Woo, yeah.
6:08. It is Thursday morning, Carla.
It is, Mike. And if you look over there, Friday is right around the corner,
people. Can't
believe it. We are next in line.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, I was hurting this morning, so I put like CBD lotion all yeah. over. I took like, you know, the big fat ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw myself naked for a few longer seconds, and it was like, wow, why are you even still with me? That's what...
We'll talk about the fall.
Oh, geez.
That yeah. Carla took the other day,
yeah,
which
darn it.
We saw the video.
Yeah, we did.
And
yeah,
like I said, we'll talk about that a little bit later on
there,
this hour.
Marty.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey,
heard
there's
it.
Video. Oh, yeah, there's video. I couldn't see it for a while. I couldn't play it on my phone. I couldn't bring it up on my computer.
But when you do.
When you see yourself fall. Oh, wow. Oh, man.
It's funny, but it's not funny.
No,
but
it's not. Is that my butt, Marty? That's my butt. Okay. All right.
All right.
Wow.
By the way, congratulations, Shannon Tripodi.
Yes.
She is the grand prize winner, phase two, 96 days of summer. She was the one yesterday, not the 7 o'clock, but the 9 o'clock hour that identified all five items in Mike and Carla's big box. Has that big grand prize and all the details about that from yesterday morning on the website at 96.3kklz.com.
Yeah.
Hot and hazy today. Maybe a little breezy. High 107, 107 tomorrow. 86 outside right now. Here we go. Let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, already, you know, the richest man in the world. Now, yesterday, Amazon's stock jumped about 2%. Made him the first person ever to be worth $200 billion. Oh. $200 billion. So, yeah.
Well, I got my email this morning that he's handing out gifts.
Yes.
The gift is on its way.
Yes, and I got something as well.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
People, if you're just getting random gifts from Amazon, don't click on it. Do not click on it.
What?
Don't.
Oh.
Don't
Mike's
click
like,
on it. Yeah.
Oh,
don't.
Too late.
Don't. Yeah. Oh. So I'm not getting that then? No.
It's like you're worth $25, $26.
Yes, $25.99.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
But your computer doesn't work. So.
Yeah. That's right.
Got
yeah.
it. Time to go home.
Yeah. But get on your phone and order a new computer from Amazon. Yes, exactly. Exactly. People don't fall for it. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are new parents. They welcomed their first child together. It is a little girl. Her name is Daisy Dove Bloom. So there you go. Daisy, cute little name. I don't know where Dove got in there, but it's Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. So what do I know?
Daisy, flower.
Yes, yeah.
Dove.
To fly, maybe.
Fly and bloom
free.
Because the daisy blooms.
Yes, but that's Orlando Bloom's last name. I think I gave, you know, her his name.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. So we'll see. What I don't know.
That poor child.
I like them. I don't know that they'll, I don't know.
All we know is she kissed a girl and she liked it.
Yeah, so. But that was like, what, 15 years ago now.
Seriously?
So yeah, that was in like,
2010.
If he, it was well before that. I think I want to say
it?
Like 7 or 8 maybe. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, that was a long time ago, Mike.
Okay.
Long time ago. An autographed portion of the Staples Center court from Kobe Bryant's final game is hitting the auction block. It's expected to sell for at least $500,000. That was a game, by the way, he scored a mere 60 points in.
Yeah.
Wow. And a ranking of celebrity white wines. I'm not a big white wine fan, but they rank the celebrity wines. Cameron Diaz, the worst. Aveline, it's called. It got a D rating, voted least favorite celebrity wine. Wines from Sting and Dave Matthews topped the list. Now, I've tried both of their reds, which are very, very good. I like Sting's a little better than Dave Matthews. Dave Matthews is, Dreaming Tree, it's called. Yeah. So there you go. If you're looking for celeb wines, Cameron's not so good. But anything else is good. And it's just don't have a box. Right. That's all. No box. No box. Again, anything you need just a key to open it with. No box. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLC.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call, that's our number. Yesterday at about this time, we were talking about the spill that Carla took the other day in the lobby.
Yeah.
And we, the great idea was, let's find the video. We tracked it down, and after watching it, only knowing that you're okay.
Yeah.
Did I watch it and laugh.
God,
but then I started watching it over and over.
Yeah.
To make a meme out of
yes,
it.
Yes, I should.
Here's the thing. I don't know if we should release it.
Yeah, I know.
Only because I feel so bad for you because I didn't realize how hard of a spill it was.
Doors
could have came back and crack you in the head. And
they did.
Yeah.
Did
you see it, John?
I did not see
it. I'll have to forward it to you.
I care about you, so I did not watch it like the others who watch and laugh.
Thank you.
Well, after I got done laughing.
I know, and it was okay. But you're right. I didn't know until I saw it. It's like, wow, you know.
So it's up to you. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it.
I don't know.
Authorize it.
You can hear it if you'd like. We can.
You know what? Let's play the sound here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, okay.
The sound alone.
Yeah.
But watching you, and it seemed to me when you fell into the doors, and I saw what happened. You caught your foot on the rubber mat then.
Yeah, I think it, like, what do I want to say? Because I had on my Vans that day, and they stop you. Right. And I think it was rubber on rubber, and boosh. Yeah.
The thing is, and John, when you see it, you'll notice she had a bunch of stuff in her hands.
Well, because you don't want to make two trips, you know.
And when she goes down, it's not like she releases everything.
She holds on.
She holds on.
Oh yeah.
And then when she hits the ground, that's when everything squirts out and goes everywhere.
Squirts out. Oh my God. Yeah.
All right. We're going to show John.
I know.
And then play the sound here in a couple of minutes.
Okay. All right.
And the sound alone, it sounds like the glass doors are breaking.
Yes. Yes. Wow. I know. I didn't even realize. And then when Morty watched it while we were on the air, and I just saw at one point his eyes get huge. It was like, what? What happened? What are you doing?
Not to mention he broke out in laughter.
Yes, exactly. Which I fully expect everyone to do, which is why I don't know if I'll post it.
Thinking about.
I can't wait to see this.
Oh, Mike was about peeing his pants yesterday watching it. So was Wendy Rush, by the way. Oh, God. You are okay. Okay, yes. Yes. And Jeff Anderson, who just had a little bit of surgery. I mean, he had a lot of surgery. Yeah. He's doing okay. But he was having a bad day. So Wendy said, talk to Jeff. And he wanted to see it. It's like, really?
I don't know if his heart could handle it.
I know. I'm not sending it yet. No.
All right. Well, all right. Let's play the sound. Show John. Play the sound.
Yes, we'll do
in a couple of minutes. But thank God. Again, the bottom line is Carla's okay. Yeah. Morty, do you have the video ready to play?
Got it.
Oh, all right, boy. John, watch this.
All right, here we go. Oh, let's just leave in the building.
Oh, my God. He only laughs, Carla, because he knows you're okay.
Yeah, exactly. Only because you're okay. But
wow. At one point, I got up and said, I'm okay.
I wouldn't put that out there on social media.
What do you think, John?
I would. Just because...
But I love you.
You're a funny person,
I have no shame.
Are okay,
what bothers me most is my butt. As I get up.
As you're trying to get up.
It's not that big.
It's a fisheye lens.
Thank you, John.
Oh, my gosh. Again, you can't help but
Thanks,
laugh.
Thanks, guys. Yes. Yeah, can't help.
Maybe it helps talking about it. You know, maybe the pain
therapy.
Goes. Yeah,
therapy. Therapy, right?
Oh, wow. Well, it's up to you what you do.
All right.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. It is Mike and Carla, 710. Come on in, Carla. Okay. Well, you okay? All right, good. Now Not Morty good. Now Morty has looped the video to music.
Oh, my.
Again.
DJ Morty, DJ Mo on the ones and twos.
It's up to you if you want to put
it
out
gosh,
there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I'm thinking about
Glad
it.
Glad John was so sensitive to your pain.
Let everybody know. Yes, I know. Nah. Come on, you're a good sport. Come on.
It's going to be the greatest concert ever again. Jeez. We're going back. It's for your ears only. Details coming up tomorrow morning, 7:10, with the hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Hot, hazy, and breezy today. High 107, sunshine tomorrow. Shouldn't be a bad weekend. High in the low 100s, 84 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, I see what we're going to do today. Oh, listen, a new poll found the most attractive qualities change as you get older, with what you're looking for in that other person. When we're young, the top things, looks, personality, how kind someone is, sense of humor, how polite they are. As you get older, it's just reversed. Kindness, personality, politeness, sense of humor, and then how you look.
Oh.
Yes, exactly. So we're more forgiving as we get older. Just be nice to me when I fall. Can you just do that? Oh, my gosh. I don't care how you look. Just be nice when I fall. That's Thank you. Exactly. Guys, time to get rid of the whatever shorts you're wearing. According to the consensus, TikTok and Twitter, the best length now for men's shorts is about 5.5 inches for the inseam. Now, keep in mind, regularly, the traditional length is about 7 inches. So you're going like an inch and a half shorter and showing off a lot more thigh.
Okay.
So that seems to be the way to go. I know. That's pretty short for a guy, but yeah.
You know, my legs are only, my inseam is shorter than yours.
Well, I was going to say, that's like a quarter of your inseam right there. Jeez.
Yes. I mean, when I have to hem my own shorts.
Yeah.
That's how short my legs are.
Oh, please. Yes, I hear you. I know. And I, like you say, I got an inch or two on you with inseam. So, yeah. I know. How about that? Yes. Yeah. Hey, a travel website, I don't know about this one, ranks the sexiest American accents, okay?
All right.
Right now, number one is Texas. Number two, New York. Number three is Boston.
Wow. Wasn't Boston number two for a while?
Yes, they were number two for a while.
But dropped.
I think that New York, because it's been so prominent over this past year, people have heard it a little more. And they're, you know, different degrees in New York as well. But yeah, Texas, New York, Boston. Ah, okay. Hmm. All right. And whatever.
Well, that's your Mr. McConaughey
right
there.
So say you.
Right?
Yes, that's right. Texas. Yes, it is. Okay. So, yeah. I don't necessarily agree, but okay.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey.
Right. Yeah, I know. His
Those are more
different
attitude than accents.
Yeah, I don't like any of them, really. I mean, no offense. I just, you know, the accent. Give me, like, Maine, something like that.
Maine.
I love those. I love that. It's a little different. But, yeah, there you go. That's it for now. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, we have Sam on the phone.
Hey.
Sam, tell everybody what happened yesterday to you.
So I put on my big girl panties. I don't like going to a lot of stores. And I put on my big girl panties, went to CVS, and there was this lady that was standing in front of me, but her mask was like right underneath her nose. I don't know. I if something's hanging out from you, I'm going to tell you. So she had, I mean, a good-sized booger, you guys. And I thought, do I tell her? Do I not? No, I got to tell her.
Oh, boy.
So I tell her, I said, ma'am, I said, there's a Kleenex box right here. Would you like one? You got a booger. And she says, well, this is what I do to keep people like you 12 feet away from me. Not six, but
wow.
I keep a booger hanging from my nose? That's what she does
that's
to keep...
how she keeps people away from her people.
Well...
this is what this woman does. She walks around CVS with a booger hanging from her nose.
So what do you do you see somebody like that?
Well, first of all, I think Sam did a good job with the... man, there's a Kleenex right over there.
That would be the classy thing to do, right?
How handy. Yes.
Instead of coming right out and saying, hey, you got a big booger hanging from your nose.
I'm just pointing and going, ew. Yeah.
702-739-9636. Do you tell that person? Do you say, hey... you know, or just give them that. My wife Jody will say,
little, "Yeah, you, the little pinch in your nose, kind of wiping under it, symbol, the sign."
And on the flip side, if you do have a booger hanging from your nose, want somebody to tell you?
I don't know. I fell in front of. I don't know. Who am I? Why are you asking me? Jeez.
Morty's putting the video to music now.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we just get off the phone with Sam, who said she was at a CVS store, saw a woman with a mask wearing it a little below her nose.
Oh, yeah.
Where she saw the woman, there was a big booger hanging from her nose. So she thought, you know, as a sister, as a fellow woman, would tactfully say, hey, there's a box of Kleenex over there.
Yes.
You got a booger.
Yeah.
And the woman went off on her, saying, that's how I keep people like you away from me.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to know if you did see somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know, would you say something? Or on the flip side, if you had, what do they call it, a bat in the cave?
Yes, a bat in the cave.
Wouldn't you want
to tell you?
702-739-9636.
Interesting. Our listeners, one of them said the way your caller handled it was very respectful. You know, the other person maybe needs to stay home if she doesn't want people near her.
Right.
Or things like that pointed out. Now, Tamara said, if it's someone I don't like, then I wouldn't tell them. If it's someone I like.
I'm with her.
I know. She said, depending on the situation, I'll hand them a tissue. Maybe say, hey, you should take a bathroom break and kind of point to the, you know, that area. Dalton, now this is coming from a guy. Oh, my God, yes. If I have a bug hanging out, please tell me. On the flip side, you can get their attention, maybe give them a little wipe. Everybody, that seems to be the universal sign, you know, when you wipe under your nose.
That's not for the other thing from the 80s?
No, I know. Like... well, he even described kind of a back and forth under your nose. Not that 80s wipe, Mike, but the back and forth kind of going from side to side if you had a mustache-y kind of thing.
Well, an emoji.
Yes, a wipe your nose emoji.
The way Sam explained it, the woman said, you know, this is how I keep other people away. So maybe it's, you know, she goes to her little plastic case, pulls out the booger and puts it up there.
Yeah.
If maybe I'm going out.
Yes. Maybe it's just a Hollywood booger.
Maybe
that's what that is.
I don't know.
She uses.
Carl, what about you? Our good friend Carl. Carl. Go ahead, Carl.
Yes. It'd be like walking around with your fly opener or piece of toilet paper stuck to the bottom of your shoe and you don't see it.
Yeah.
If something is really wrong, I would want somebody to tell me I had a booger hanging out because you don't feel it.
Right.
Other people see it.
I'm iffy on the fly thing, too, because I'm always afraid guys are going to think, well, why were you looking there? Well, I know, exactly.
Have a good day, Carl.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Oh, it's going to be one of the greatest concerts ever for your ears only. Details coming up tomorrow morning at about 7:10 on the station famous for playing the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. 808 from last hour, the call we got from Sam saying how she ran into this woman at a drugstore and said, tried to be very tactful and say, hey, there's a little booger hanging from your nose, box of tissue right there.
Oh, boy.
And the woman just turned on her and basically said, this is how I keep people like you away from me.
Yeah, that was her version of my, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Possibly.
Yes.
But people have texted in.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of our listeners said, I had a button, you know, up behind skirt, you know, a skirt that you button from the behind.
Yeah.
She said, and of course, I missed a few buttons. I was really happy when a woman told me that my was basically hanging out.
Right.
And now, on the flip side, somebody said, isn't it kind of mean, though, to tell someone you have a booger in your nose? She said, it's really embarrassing. My friend told me a couple of years ago, and I was so embarrassed. I was wishing she would have just let me figure it out when I got home.
See,
I
think, like you had said before, it's the way you do it.
Yes, exactly.
And I think women are more likely to do this to another woman or for another woman than a guy would. A guy would just leave it there because it's funny. He's got a booger hanging from... isn't it hilarious? Yeah. Tell him.
Yeah, I don't think it would bother you guys that much either, really.
No.
Especially if you got home and it's like, all right.
Oh, crap.
Guess I was out there the whole time?
Okay. That's why I couldn't buy a girl a drink. But I think women...
It wasn't me, though.
Right.
That's why, right there.
I'll go back without the booger. But yeah, I think another woman would appreciate another woman saying, hey, by the way, the back of your skirt...
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. I would absolutely tell a woman that.
So.
Yeah, but I still have a thing with a guy in their fly. I just don't... Oh, man.
Would you tell a guy?
I don't think I ever have.
You would tell me.
I would tell you. I would tell you guys.
Right.
But just somebody passing, you know, through Target, I just couldn't
like
do it.
Like a stranger or something like that. Okay.
Yes.
Well, got to be careful. Hot, hazy, breezy today. High 107, 107 the high tomorrow. But they say it's going to be nice tomorrow and over the weekend, so we look forward to that. 90 now, another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Keith Richards, in a recent interview, he said that he's trying to quit smoking. He said, bad habit. I just pick them up and light them without even thinking about it. But lately, in fact, spread the news, he said. I've managed to cut it down by a substantial amount every day, and I'm still working on it because I realized I don't really need them. Wow.
What's he going to do when he's on stage?
Yeah. What's he going to hold? I know.
Put it on top of his guitar.
I know, exactly.
That's what he normally does is have
maybe
it right there.
Maybe he'll have a prop cigarette. Yes, that's right. A stunt cigarette. The poster cigarette. Maybe
Vanity cigarette.
Yes, that's right. Cardi B would like all her critics to know that WAP is a song for adults. You shouldn't let your kids listen to this song.
Kidding.
I know. Yes. Or WAP. WAP is the song. And they put out, there was a list of the dirtiest number one songs of all time. That was put out. And it's not that you would think maybe these are dirty, but when they came out, they were definitely considered, and a lot of them are. And there's songs like Satisfaction by the Stones,
We have
course.
The clips. We put together a montage.
Yeah, there's
we'll
a few
that.
Of them. Yeah.
We'll play that in about 5-10 minutes.
Interesting, because I'm sure you'll listen and go, really, this one? But yes, that one and that one and that one. William Shatner has a new blues album coming out. We can,
I just want to play a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, he worked with the legendary guitarist Ritchie Blackmore. He was with, Deep Purple
Rainbow,
I believe, too, which was a great band.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Thrill is gone.
Thrill is gone.
Yes, it is, Mike.
I don't think Ritchie Blackmore knew who he was playing for.
I hope he didn't. I only hope.
You'll be sorry someday.
I bet you they told Ritchie Blackmore, just lay down the Thrill Is Gone some tracks.
Yeah, that's all you
need
to do.
For what? Don't worry about it.
You got a big name.
It's for
that's gonna be
big name.
Big name.
Yeah.
It's out of this universe.
It'll sound like he has to poop the whole song, but he just sounds constipated, William Shatner.
It's not the first time he's put out music. So.
I know. Oh, yes.
And
sure
I use that term loosely.
Yeah, music. Okay. You're so cute. Bill and Ted Face the Music officially released on VOD, Video Demand Services, on Friday. And yesterday, Macaulay Culkin turned 40 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. 40 years old, exactly. And he said, it was funny on Twitter. He said, I'm having a midlife crisis. He said, you want to feel old, guys? I'm 40. You're welcome. He said, I think it's about time to start my midlife crisis. He said, I'm thinking of picking up surfing. Do any of you have any suggestions? Anybody good at Photoshop?
Oh.
Put my head on some surfers so I can get an idea of how cool I'd look. Well, people were doing it, and it was hilarious. And,
here's Macaulay trying to surf.
Don't do it, Macaulay.
Just getting out of the house with the surfboard.
Don't do it. That is my take. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Carly, you were talking about that song by Cardi B.
Yes.
It's called WAP?
Yeah, WAP? Well, yes, WAP. W-A-P is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that stands for something.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
You know how we don't say N-W-A?
Yes,
oh. We don't
exactly.
say WAP.
Kind of okay. the same reason. Do you know what it is?
No.
Does Sarah play the song?
No.
Hmm.
I've never heard the song.
No, you probably haven't.
I have? No, I haven't.
No, you haven't.
What does it mean?
I can't say it.
Well, just write it down then.
Oh, seriously? All right.
How many other people know what this means?
Oh, gosh. Here, I'm literally writing it down. Can you read this? Can you read that?
Right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a
beep, beep, yeah. beep.
So somebody,
it's an acronym.
So Cardi B seriously went to a record company or has a record contract, said this is my song and it stands for this.
And it's like been number one. How many weeks? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huge.
They according to your story.
Now, there's a clean version, too.
The filthiest song to ever hit number one on the Hot 100. But we put together a montage of other songs that were considered questionable when they first came out, going all the way back to the 60s. This is how naive we were. Listen to this montage we put together, ending up with, I hope, the clean version of the Cardi B song. Here it is.
Yeah.
Shake
that healthy butt.
Yeah.
Okay. Take me to the candy shop.
Oh, yeah.
The what?
Yeah. Candy shop. So catchy.
From the top, make it drop. That's the wet end.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's the clean version.
Oh, that's the clean version?
Yes, but just leave it at that.
Wow. So you go back to the 60s. Can't get no satisfaction. Afternoon Delight.
It's not talking about ice cream?
No. I know. What? Stop
that. That from the 70s. From the 80s, Like a Virgin, Madonna, Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. The 90s, Candy Shop by 50 Cent. Whistle by Florida.
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 Whatever.
There you go.
Okay.
You got it.
Same thing.
You know what?
Florida.
Yeah. That's what they all got. That's what they have.
You know.
Isn't that a country band?
Yeah. No. Well, no.
Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, whatever.
Yes, exactly. That's
okay.
The other Floridians.
Florida. There was a song on there. Florida Georgia Line. That's a different one.
Okay. Wow. Dirty songs everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Are they ever?
Started back in the 60s, probably even the 50s, if you go back that far.
My Ding-a-ling on the list, by the way.
Love that song. All right, we have another DVD to give away. We'll do that here in a couple of minutes. It's Queen and David Bowie.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, if you missed it, it was yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour that Shannon Tripodi got through, won the grand prize, phase two, 96 days of summer, identifying all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box.
People
so
keep
now
asking
get ready.
Me. I'm just going to say people keep asking me, what the heck was that thing in the lower right-hand corner?
Cotton ball.
Yep, it was a cotton ball.
Cotton ball.
Yep, everybody thought it was a white trash bag, apparently.
And a lot of other things.
Yeah.
So now get ready for the most amazing concert event for your ears. Only details on that tomorrow morning at about 7:10. 8:37, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Here you go. being Thursday. We have another a Blu-ray DVD copy of the movie. It's called The King of Staten Island.
Yep.
Can't wait to see this.
Yeah, it was
this
good.
This is Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, yep. His story.
Yeah, it is.
And reviews have been through the roof on this.
It is. It's good.
So we have this, and it's a package. It's from, and plus a Papa John's pizza.
Yep.
From Jeff Howard, and of course from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Let me put the phone lines on hold right now, because with it being Thursday, it's another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
All the vampires walking through the valley.
They move west down. Boulevard.
And all the bad boys are standing in the shadows.
And the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Oh, be careful. Whoops. All right, if you can identify the title of that song from those lyrics and be the ninth caller, we got the phone lines on hold, get through news and weather, then start looking for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. You are a winner. One more time, here it is.
All the vampires walking through the valley.
They move west down Ventura Boulevard.
And all the bad boys are standing in the shadows.
And the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Take it easy. All right, there you go. So good luck. Giving you a chance to win that Blu-ray DVD edition of the movie King of Staten Island, plus a pizza. Here we go. It's Thursday, another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
All the vampires walking through the valley.
They move west down Ventura Boulevard.
And all the bad boys are standing in the shadows.
And the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Oh, be careful. All right, all you have to do is figure out from those lyrics the title of that song. Josh is on the phone. Josh, what is it?
It is Free Falling.
Yes.
There you go,
yes.
Josh. Good job.
Thank you.
We do that on behalf of our very own Carla Ray.
Yeah, how apropos.
You got the Blu-ray DVD edition of King of Staten Island. Big thanks to our friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard for that. Plus, we're going to throw in a Papa John's pizza, so hang on the line. And, of course, it's all from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So, Josh, hang on the line, and we'll tell you how to pick everything up.
All right, thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Morning, listen up for Squish. Bush just announced they're launching a new beer for dogs.
Yeah.
It's called Bush Dog Brew. It's non-alcoholic.
Oh, you're not supposed to give your dog beer?
And, no.
Yeah, no alcohol, though.
And you can get a 4-pack online, which is perfect for you, for $10.
That's got to be made. It's got to be hoppy, I guess.
Yes.
It'll feel nice and hoppy.
Oh, jeez. It will be hoppy.
Dog beer.
Oh.
Yes.
Squish, how was it after that first 6-pack? Yeah.
Yep.
It's just kind of... That's all you need right there. Chipotle held a trivia contest the other day where all people could do was win a buy one, get one free coupon.
Oh.
All 250,000 coupons were gone in like 4 hours.
Nice. What color is red? Red? Yes.
A quarter of a million coupons gone like that.
Wow. Okay. Morty, did you get one?
I did not. I didn't even know about it, okay. But I would have.
See?
Should have read about it yesterday.
Wow.
And it wasn't even a freebie. You got to buy one to get one free.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's okay. If you're going to buy one anyhow, you know, then that's good. Yeah.
They did a thing online where if you bought a burrito that was made by Tony Hawk, the skateboarder guy.
Oh, yes.
That if you ordered it online, you get a free demo of his new game that's being released in like 2 months.
Okay, that's cool.
Guess who did it?
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't even eat the burrito.
Yeah, but
the burrito sucked. Who puts brown rice in a burrito?
Aw, see? Oh, here we go. Well, better than we might have to talk about what you got in your burrito yesterday, Morty. Yeah. A guy in Louisiana driving drunk on Monday. So listen to this. Crashes into... a psychic's business.
Oh.
He was arrested. The psychic was fine. She was in the back cooking at the time. Now, and I always love this with psychics, she said, she told her grandson earlier, I had a strange feeling something was going to happen today.
Where's our chimes?
Yeah,
I know.
Yes. Yeah, after the fact psychic in Louisiana. Yeah, okay, sure. And also now be on the lookout. Somebody in White Township, Pennsylvania, they shoplifted two alligators from the pet store. They're 6 feet. Both of them.
Okay.
6 foot female alligators.
Wow.
Yeah, they're valued at about $2,000. They were taken from an outdoor enclosure. Pet Shop has released pictures of the alligators so people know what they look like. So
okay.
If you're looking.
I don't want to profile.
I think that's the one. Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
I'm not. I mean, they all look alike. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't.
Right.
But they look. I mean, they look alike. I don't know what to say here.
Because
that
it could very well be a crocodile.
That could be her. Yes, exactly. That one could be her. I don't know.
I really thought you were going to say they were baby alligators
and they stuffed
them in their pants.
No, they did not. No, they carried them. Who does that?
Who does that?
That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news. Hopefully start your day off on a positive note. Just a sweet story out of Houston, a senior center. You know, it's tough. Our grandparents, aunts, uncles, they have to be careful during the pandemic, but they still want to have their fun as well. Well, they started doing drive-in bingo. Everyone sits in their car. They use the radio, just like at the drive-in, to hear the numbers being called.
Yeah.
But they don't want people yelling out their windows. Instead, if you get bingo, you got to honk. Here, listen to this.
This is the only kind of social contact they have.
Sometimes we go home with a sack full of prizes this big. It's awesome.
We are playing parking lot bingo. We were trying to find a way to get them out of the house, and we could not have them back in the building due to COVID.
Bingo.
Bingo.
It's very competitive.
Clearly.
Yeah, I would imagine it is, you know? Who doesn't want to honk that horn? What a great idea. Again, this is in Houston that they are doing this.
That's
such a good idea.
Drive-in bingo.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, when I heard parking lot bingo, that sounded like something completely different.
Yeah, but drive-in, a lot different.
That's right.
If you have a feel-good story, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, or better yet, a local feel-good story. Just call us up during the show at 702-739-9636 and give us your version. All right, 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep you company, recapping the show. Well, you know what, Carla? We've talked about this from yesterday, today, the video of you taking a tumble. It's up to you. If you want to post it.
I'm going to post it.
Okay.
I'm going to post it and whatever. You people have at it. I don't know if I can read the comments, but I'm going to post it. It's not up. I will post it.
Morty actually put it to music and it's...
Yeah, I'll post that one too. But
the bottom line is you're fine. I'm okay.
I hurt a little bit, but I am okay.
If somebody has a booger hanging out of their nose, do you tell them?
No, man.
Like Sam tried to do. Sam called us and she said the woman was wearing the mask down below her nose, had a big booger. She said, hey, might want to get a tissue. Well, you know what? Mind your own business. That's how I keep people like you away from me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. Carry on.
I guess.
Jeez.
And it wasn't only me that found out what WAP stood for, so.
No.
WAP. The huge song
one. Yeah, my nail girl, Shanna, she texted me and said, wow, well, you made me Google it. You sure learn something new every day, don't you?
On this morning show? Yes, you do. All right. Well, hopefully you enjoyed your morning. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Please.
And we'll wrap up the work week tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.
Back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.